from America's Voice, the host David Zier, who is in Long Island at the wake of a fallen officer, Jonathan Diller. David, how are you? Hello, David.
Good.
Hey.
Yes, who's this?
It's Shannon Burke call, receiving your call. How's the weather up there?
Miserable. Pea soup, 50 degrees, somber day here.
Yeah.
Outside the funeral home for the fallen officer. Thousands of people showing up to the wake, though. A lot of cops. So if you want a live update, I can fill you in.
Right, please do. Go ahead. You're on the air right now. Is the former president there? Have you got a chance to see him?
Yeah, we did. The motorcade pulled up about an hour ago. Went inside. Spent about a half an hour with the family, with the widow, Stephanie, of Jonathan Diller, who was gunned down on Monday night in a routine traffic stop in Far Rockaway, Queens, which is rampant with crime these days. The two assailants, the guy who shot him and the driver, had about 41 arrests or 31 arrests between the two of them. One spent 10 years in jail. There's no regard for the law here in New York. And Trump came out and made remarks to the press about 20 minutes ago. His motorcade just left. And he said, I spent a lot of time with the family here of Jonathan Diller, and this cannot be allowed to happen anymore, and that we have to toughen up and something has to change. He really didn't get into the politics of it. But the message is from the Sergeant Benevolent Association in New York City that members of the city council wanted to defund the police and other measures in January that would have hamstrung the cops in the street were not welcome here at the funeral.
Right.
You know, some city council members like Jamami Williams, sent out their condolences. They said it was fake. And Adrian Adams, they didn't buy it. They didn't want them here because, you know, the cops can't do their job. And the retirement levels are at an all-time high. 200 cops a month leave the force. 3,000 left last year in New York City. They only replaced them with 2,000 in the latest graduating class, I believe.
Right.
And they're retiring before their 20-year pension and they get vested because they don't feel the city and the mayor have their backs here. And one more thing, you know, Trump reportedly paid off the family's mortgage in their masterpiece suburban Long Island home.
Wow.
Through donations to Tunnels to Towers. And people can donate at the SilverShieldFoundation.org/donate if they want to help the family here. And we're in suburban New York, Massapequa Park, where a lot of cops, a lot of EMTs, a lot of FDNY commute every day to Manhattan and put their lives on the line. And it's a runaway situation in New York.
It is. David Zier joins us. He's host of America's Voice. He's up in Long Island at the funeral home for the wake of Jonathan Diller, the fallen NYPD cop. You say there's not a whole lot of faith in the force there doesn't have a whole lot of faith that the city or the mayor or the council has their back. Is that the overall feeling?
Yeah, that's the general feeling, I believe. So even though shootings and murders are down about 10%, and 20% shootings, 10% for murders in New York City. We have felony assaults. 29,000 people assaulted last year. It's like a 22-year high in New York City. You have parts of Queens where grand theft auto was up 45% in parts of Queens, 35-40% in parts of the Bronx, Brooklyn, rampant crime going on. Violent crimes are up. Transit crime is up 53% since 2019. In New York, transit crime in the Bronx in some areas were up 85% plus year to year. So there's progress in some areas, but, it's out of control. And then throw on top of that 177,000 or so illegal aliens.
I was going to
June the 22 coming to the city.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, David. What do you think is more impactful on the city and its crime problem? Is it the illegal alien crisis there, or is it the no cash bail?
Well, it's both. It's bail reform. It's no cash bail. It is crime. Now, a lot of crimes don't even get reported anymore, so it's hard to say what the real number is. Now you've got Venezuelan gangs teaming up with MS-13 on the scooters, stealing people's wallets and robbing them in Times Square. And there's violence. We saw the cops get assaulted in the street a couple of weeks ago in New York City. I just think there's a general feeling that, you know, Mayor Adams is proposing 15% cuts across the boards in New York City to pay the $12+ billion it's going to cost to pay and house and shelter and educate, illegals in New York City that have come here, that he welcomed in through sanctuary policy.
Right.
In 2021, we got the Statue of Liberty in the harbor, come on in. But now he's regretting it. I don't know, what it's going to look like going forward, but something's got to give because, people are fleeing New York. 78,000 New York City residents left New York City last year alone, and 520,000 or so left in 2022 out of New York State. And 2 million New Yorkers have left since 2012.
Imagine leaving your state.
Have a problem.
Leaving your home state or your home city you've lived in forever because of the policies of that city. And I read recently, David, that they expect that by, I think it was 2028, that a full 50% of New York City's inhabitants will have fled that city, which, collapses the tax base, and it just all goes to hell in a handbasket after that.
Yeah, there are some success stories in New York. Only about 50% of the office space has been reoccupied since COVID. But those policies destroyed small business. Now they're going after the pizza owners with the climate change stuff and coal and wood-fired ovens. They're going after the wrong things. They're concentrating on Trump over nothing.
Right.
On Alvin Bragg, which at best would have been misdemeanor process crimes, even if they were in the statute of limitations ran out, and they're still going after him for penalties. Yeah. And then you've got, the Letitia James situation and the AG and the New York DA putting all this money and energy into, going after taking out a political opponent versus helping New Yorkers. Two-thirds of the Bronx children live below the poverty line. There are parts of, the Bronx where crime is up 40%. They're not really addressing the problems. And where is the Democratic leadership? Schumer's been there for 35, 40 years. What are they doing to put an end to this in New York City?
Yeah. So, amen. Are you going to be there for a while at the service, David?
I'm going to do a couple of live hits for Real America's Voice News here. We're watching and filming, people attending the wake right now, but we'll probably break down within the hour.
All right. How was former President Trump received when he arrived?
Listen, the cops love him.
Yeah.
There's no two ways about it. There's a big crowd here of Trump supporters, pretty reserved. He did get an applause after he was done speaking. I think that the Trump supporters and the MAGA crowd here on Long Island, most of them were conscientious that this is not a political rally.
Right.
They will be here tomorrow in force, Trump supporters holding rallies up and down the highways around the area with, convoys for Trump. But it's really about Blue Lives Matter for them. And right. I've been told that the groups like the Belmore Patriots and the America First Warehouse will be out there, especially in their report. Their support for the cops and blue lives, not as much as a political rally.
Yeah.
But people are fed up because, the good people in New York are leaving. The rich people hide in the Hamptons and step over the bodies on the way to Starbucks and pretend there's nothing going on. And again, there are still nice areas in New York City, and areas have gotten safer, like the Upper West Side and other places. But overall, terrible environment for businesses, and the crimes are random. So that's the big problem.
I appreciate the coverage. Real America's Voice host David Zier in Long Island at the wake of the fallen officer Jonathan Diller. I appreciate the update, David, and let's chat again soon.
I hope so, Shannon. Thank you so much.
See you.